Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Third John chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And 1 Peter 2:24 also says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Rakataya baliyandi, rabakabayandi. Divine health in our body, divine health amongst my family members, divine health in leadership, divine health amongst our ministry members. In the name of Jesus, makatada da basha baliyandi, rabakabaya baliyana mashatai, mekebede de boshanga da bayanda laba. Begin to give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Continue to thank him. Let's thank him again. We started with thanksgiving. We are concluding the opening prayers with thanksgiving. We expect an awesome encounter this afternoon, Father. We thank you that you heard us. We thank you that as we're here to pray, we are not leaving the same. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, no, cry for at your name. Yeah, come.
thank you for this time of learning and prayer. We thank you that you pray through us and fulfill your will in our lives, in Jesus. Deliverance from conspiracies. Today we are focusing on victory over every conspiracy assigned against your great destiny. So I say this, that you will be victorious over every conspiracy assigned against your great destiny in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
To conspire, we have learned, is to make secret plans jointly to commit an unlawful or harmful act. So you note the key words, unlawful or harmful act. And obviously, we are talking about conspiracies against the believer. Conspiracies against the music minister. I know a lot of people listening to this message or joining in right now. You may be singing in your church, you may be singing in your church choir or that singing band, whether it is the choral choir, or you may be singing with a group or some ministry or serving somewhere. Today, I implore you to listen to the word of God carefully. I pray you gain understanding so you can pray accordingly. Our first key note is that every minister of God has a great destiny. Never let anybody deceive you anywhere. Don't let any malam deceive you that you have a bad end. Don't let any prophet deceive you that your end is bad or you are destined for slavery or servitude or some bad destiny. Every child of God and every minister of God, and it's because I'm addressing music ministers. Every minister of God has a great destiny. Please say after me, I have a great destiny.
I have a great destiny.
And what God has said in his word, you need to believe it. You don't believe what man says, believe what God's word says. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God's thoughts concerning you, they are of good. Romans 8:28 makes us understand that all things work together for our good. When it comes to God, look at creation. Everything the Lord created, he said it was what? It was good. So don't let anybody deceive you that you are the first example of bad works from God. It will never happen in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When things are not going right, understand that something has gone wrong somewhere, and you will fix it by revelation in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Our second point, conspiracies are used by the enemy against destinies before they see the light of day. Conspiracies, they are used by the enemy against destinies before they see the light of day, before the destinies even spring forth. Conspiracies are set up by the enemy. His first stage of attack is to set up conspiracy even before you are brought onto the scene. In Exodus chapter 1 verse 22, we see a clear example. It says, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive." So this was concerning Moses. Before Moses was born, a conspiracy had already been set up to destroy all the male children. So you see that before even the person comes on the scene, it has already been orchestrated by the enemy so that that child will not even see the light of day, let alone fulfill that destiny. You have escaped it, and you will fulfill God's divine destiny for your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The fact that you are alive today, it means that you will fulfill God's purpose for your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The enemy couldn't kill you before you came, and he will never terminate you before you fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, in Matthew 2:13, we also see concerning Jesus. "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph," that's Jesus' father, "in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So even before Jesus grows, there's a conspiracy to terminate his life. Jesus was on the earth to solve a problem. Just like Samson was brought to the earth to solve a problem. Joseph, he came to the scene to fix a problem. Ahead of time, God knew. He knows the end from the beginning. That's what scripture says. Our God knows the end from the beginning. And so there's a reason why you are on the earth. Some of you, even before any man of God spoke to you, you already felt it, that you are built for greatness. You already felt it, that there's a certain purpose that you need to fulfill on the earth, no matter all the difficulties you have been through. And you should keep that in focus, because it must come to pass to deal with a certain problem on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the problems are there, the enemy is excited. He's rejoicing. He wants to safeguard the challenges on the earth and to keep the problems on the earth. So anybody coming to solve that problem according to God's will, he must conspire against that person. You shall overcome it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our third keynote, conspiracies are used by the enemy to destroy destinies before they materialize. So before they spring forth, he wants to set up conspiracies. Now, when they come to life and in the process, he wants to destroy it before it's fulfilled. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 10, it says, "And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence." It wasn't once, it was twice. "And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul." Listen to me, those of you who think that you have crazy bosses or difficult bosses. David's boss tried to kill him twice. Not once. He's a first fool, he's a fool. He went again to go and serve. Only him and Saul. Saul could easily have said, oh, it was a mistake. And nobody would be there to plead David's case. He would have just died. If God preserved David, nobody can kill you before your time.
Amen.
Nobody can stop your destiny. Say, nobody can stop my destiny.
Nobody
it
can
will
stop
come
my
to
destiny.
Pass according to God's will in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it is a warning to all bosses. If you think that someone is serving under you and so you can misbehave, be careful. Look at Saul's end. And it didn't end there. After that, in caves, Saul was searching for David to finish him. About three occasions after this, he was still chasing after David. You escape every conspiracy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So today, before we pray, we are receiving four keys to dealing with conspiracy. Number one, be silent. You have to learn how to control your mouth. Some of us, the least challenge we have, the whole world will hear it. People will give us one version from Italy, another version from Canada. Then now we have the Accra version. One person. Everybody must hear your problem. In Proverbs 18, verse 7, it says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." You have a case, plead it before the Lord. Whoever is in a position of competence to help solve that problem, let them help you deal with it. But don't go about broadcasting yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 109 verse 4 says, "For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer." The second key is prayer. You pray. So you keep quiet, and rather you put your words into prayer. You talk to God. Stop complaining to men and talk to God. Number three, patience. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26. "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." There are many people, before God comes on the scene, they've already taken a decision that is wrong. Before God comes, after you keep quiet and you start praying, you have to have the patience for God to display his might. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then at the last point, you ought to walk in wisdom. In Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. When you walk in wisdom, you are wise. You behave yourself wisely. Just like Jonathan came to David, and Jonathan's sister came to David, and they helped him escape from their own father. Someone from all those who are conspiring against you will come to you and tell you that, hey, pass this way. I am telling you, you pray, God begins to work. You must wait for God's work to come to pass. And when you walk in wisdom, the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. So walking in wisdom means walking in the fear of the Lord. As you do that, the Lord will deliver you from every conspiracy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are some people, they say, my boss has bad thoughts against me. Me too, I must finish him. So then now they would also start conspiring with other people against the boss, forgetting that it was the enemy who moved the heart of the boss against them, and not just mere works. Say after me, I'll walk in wisdom.
I'll walk in wisdom.
Before we pray, and you're going to pray that God help me, all these four things, help me fulfill them. Before we pray that prayer, if you have not given your life to Christ or you have not done so meaningfully, I'm giving you this opportunity. Please say this short prayer after me and get your connection restored back to our Father in heaven who sent his Son to die for us. Please say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you've made for me. Today I stand before you a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forever and ever, and be the master over my life, directing me in all I do in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have heard the word today, begin to pray all these four things. Lord, help me excel in them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Help me to walk in patience. Help me to walk in wisdom. Help me to overcome every conspiracy.
Help me control my mouth. No matter what I see, conspiracy against me, help me control my mouth. Move my heart to prayer. Move my heart to prayer. Move my heart to prayer, Lord, and not complaining to men, but move my heart to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, and manifest your mighty works in my life, delivering me from every conspiracy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Grant me the grace to be patient, to be patient, to be patient, to be patient, waiting for you to move in my direction, waiting for you, Lord, to plead my cause and to deliver me from every conspiracy, to overturn that situation, to overturn that situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. And grant me the grace to walk in wisdom, to walk in wisdom, to walk in wisdom, not to walk in vengeance, not to walk in anger, not to walk in depression, not to walk under oppression, not to walk, Lord, sorrowful, but Lord, to walk in wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is my prayer that as we worship the Lord, that he will enforce his deliverance in our lives against any conspiracy. In Jesus.
Amen. gave your life to Christ, contact us via our email, info@grovemusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you for being part of today's service.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.